Hare Krishna.
How nice to be with you all. We hope you're all happy in Krishna consciousness. Are you all happy in Krishna consciousness? Hare Krishna. We just recently had Gaur Purnima. What, a week ago today? And of course, over the weekend, we had Jagannath Rath Yatra. So I thought we could read a couple of verses, a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are talking about Lord Chaitanya and how he would serve Lord Jagannath. What do you think? Is that okay? TK? Okay. Repeat after me. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So, let us read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela Chapter 12, the cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. And we'll read a few verses, beginning with verse 131. Apane vasya mache Apanara hate Trina kankarakuta Lagila kudaite. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. Ke kata kudaya sabha ekatra kariba yara alpa taratani pitapana laiba. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collection and I shall ask whoever has collected less dirt than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. E mata sabapuri karila shodhana shitala nirmala kaila yena nija mana. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. Pranalika chadiyadi pani vahaila Nutana nadiyena samudre melila. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. E mata puradvara age patayata sakala shodila taha kevarnibe kata. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In commenting on the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the world leader, was personally giving instructions on how one should receive Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within one's cleansed and pacified heart. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, who would like to see Krishna seated in their heart? Anyone?
No.
I wouldn't mind. Yes. That would be nice. Some of you, not sure. Had to think about it. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. In this age, everyone's heart is especially unclean, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani. To wash away all dirty things accumulated within the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised everyone to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. The first result will be that the heart is cleansed. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17 confirms the statement. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Saritsatam, which means Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastritya Dejitarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajikavacharibhyas jagripa sindhu pyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Just let me have a sip of water. Yes. So this is chapter 12 of the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, titled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, in the purport, that This is actually Lord Chaitanya is giving instructions of how we should receive Krishna within our hearts. The pastime is very interesting and inspiring anyway, but it is symbolizing cleansing the heart. And when the heart is cleansed, or as the heart is becoming cleansed, step by step, then gradually Krishna comes more to sit in the heart. And eventually he'll just take up residence within the heart. But the heart has to be clean. If the heart is not clean, then Krishna cannot sit comfortably in the heart. If there's some dirt and like rocks and some sharp things, how can Krishna sit nicely? So it has to be cleaned. So it's a very clear, peaceful. And then Krishna can come, and Krishna will come. Krishna will come to sit within the heart. So the story goes, actually it's very interesting in many ways. It's very interesting in many ways that the Rath Yatra festival was coming. In maybe a week or just some days, soon, very soon, Rath Yatra festival was coming. And in Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, what happens is that the deities come out of the big temple and they go down the main street. And at the end, right at the end of the main street, is the Gundicha temple, another temple. And generally, during the year, there's nothing much which happens there. But there, the main temple room is set aside for when Lord Jagannath comes during the Rath Yatra. Because he comes, the procession finishes right in front of the Gundicha temple. They then take the deities inside, and the deities stay on a special altar, which is there, which is not used otherwise. And then they stay there for 1 week. And after 1 week, there's another Rath Yatra. They're taken back to the Jagannath temple. So, just very shortly before the Rath Yatra day, in preparation for the visit of the Jagannath deities, Lord Chaitanya gathered all the devotees, some hundreds, and took them down to the Gundicha temple, yes. Then he called for all sorts of cleaning equipment. Brooms, brushes, buckets or water containers, and water. And they started this maha cleanup. Even if you do deity worship, or even if you just assist in Radharadnath temple, then you would know that every so often they do a maha cleanup of the deity area and the deity rooms. How often, Karuna Mai?
Every week.
Every week, just say. And a maha cleanup sometimes, or it's always maha?
Once in 3 months.
in 3. Super special clean-up in 3 months, every 3 months. So cleanliness is extremely important in deity worship. Prabhupada said there are really 2 main things in deity worship, without which, forget it. Just forget it. Cleanliness and punctuality. Here we're learning about cleanliness in regard to the deities, also in regard to cleaning our hearts. Here we don't read so much about punctuality as such, although there's one interesting incident when, with Srila Prabhupada, when the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan was opened, then Prabhupada stayed on after the opening for some weeks just to see that everything got established nicely and everything was working. So he would go to the deity greeting every day, and one day he was there and he was waiting for the curtains to open, and he asked the temple president, who was right next to him, "What's the time?" And temple president said, 7:15, which is the time, at least in Vrindavan and many other temples, and some like here at 7 o'clock. But anyway, so Prabhupada asked, "What's the time?" And temple president said, 7:15. And Prabhupada said, "And how many seconds?" Temple president said, looked at his watch, "And 30 seconds. And Prabhupada said, "You are 30 seconds late." So we get a very clear idea there. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya organized all the devotees, and they got all this equipment for cleaning. And then they cleaned and cleaned and cleaned. And Lord Chaitanya, in order to get everyone more into it, Lord Chaitanya made a competition of it. And we read, anyone, whoever gets the least amount of dirt has to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. You do that also at Radharadnath Temple? You can think about it. Of course, this was only once a year. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya made a competition of it. And the idea was who could collect the most dirt. So all the devotees, you know, competitions do that. Competitions inspire people, and they inspire devotees also. At least if it's done nicely. If it's just, you know, who's the best, who's going to win, then it's pretty much material. But if it's a matter of who can please the Lord the most and get inspired by how the others are pleasing the Lord, and then you see if you can also please the Lord like that. This is transcendental competition. So Lord Chaitanya was doing like that, and he was going around and checking the devotees. And if someone was not collecting so much dirt, then Lord Chaitanya would be transcendentally sarcastic. And Lord Chaitanya would say, "Oh, look how much dirt you have. You have the most. See, look, more than what he has." And he would point to Puvendran's pile of dirt. And that devotee would see that actually Puvendran had more. and then he'd feel embarrassed. So like this, Lord Chaitanya was pushing the devotees, and very nicely, but pushing them. And they collected so much debt. And then everyone brought their piles. And Lord Chaitanya, as we said, he had been going around and encouraging everyone. But he also cleaned. And Lord Chaitanya, his pile of dirt was bigger than everyone else's put together. How's that? Isn't that amazing? That's wonderful. And, you know, they got all the dirt, like piles of sand, etc., etc. And they got that out. Then they brought in buckets of water and they cleaned the ceilings and the walls and the floors. And, oh, it was very, very dramatic. So then they came out. And Lord Chaitanya evaluated, and everyone saw he had more dirt than everyone else put together. And then Lord Chaitanya did a very amazing thing. You know what Lord Chaitanya did? He told everyone, let's go back in and clean again. And all the devotees were thinking, what? Clean again? Why? It's clean. It'll just be a waste of time. The Lord Chaitanya was again pushing, let's go, let's go. Everyone had to go. So in they went, and they repeated the whole process. And again it was a competition. And again Lord Chaitanya checked everyone. And again, Lord Chaitanya got more dirt than all the others put together. And plus, the amount of dirt they got the second time was greater than the amount they all got the first time. Isn't that amazing? They thought, it's clean, there is no dirt. Let us do something else more useful. But Lord Chaitanya was insisting, so they had to do it. Isn't that amazing? And as Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, referring actually to the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta on this particular verse and on the whole pastime, Prabhupada makes the point that this cleaning the temple represents cleaning the heart. Because in the heart of, at least of a materialistic, ordinary person in the street, in their heart is so much dirt. Dirt means lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, arrogance, fear. These are all different types of dirt in this sense, from the spiritual, internal point of view. So they're all different types of dirt. And the cleaning of the temple represents cleaning out the dirt. And there's actually a long purport. It's about 3-4 pages, or perhaps even slightly more. Long purport. And Prabhupada makes the point that how are we going to clean the heart? We read, actually, how do you think we're going to clean the heart? What do you say? Any thoughts? Take a wild guess?
performing devotional service?
Well, yes.
Chanting the name of the Lord.
Yes. Who was that? Was that you? Oh, that was you. Sorry. Okay. You got it. That, and Prabhupada said that. That's the main thing. Cheto darpana marjanam. We can cleanse the mirror of the mind. Param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. It's the first verse of Shikshastakam. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the dust and dirt accumulated for many years and many lifetimes like that. So in other words, as they clean out all the dirt in this temple, the idea is it represents us, humble, aspiring devotees, sometimes struggling devotees. Do any of you ever struggle? We have two. Oh, we have a few. Okay. So sometimes it's a bit of a struggle. And what do we struggle with? Well, you know, different things. But ultimately the main thing we struggle with is ourselves. And our own minds and our own desires. This is the main thing. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he was once, it's a long story, I won't go through all the details, but he was being harassed by a very critical man, very unpleasant man, who would come to all the programs and at the end criticize in front of everybody. What are you doing? And you know, what is this? And this went on for some days, and the devotees were thinking that, you know, maybe we should do something about him, sort of sort him out. Call the mafia or call the corner boys or something. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, no, it's okay. Then one day the man didn't come. And the devotees, somehow heard the man had actually died. And the devotees came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and said, oh, that's great. Let's have a festival, let's have a feast, let's celebrate. This nonsense rascal has died, big offender. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta started crying. And the devotees were bewildered, what's wrong? And he said, actually that man was my friend. He was trying to help me by pointing out my shortcomings. And one of the devotees said, no, but he was our enemy. He was your enemy. And you know what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said? If you want to know who your enemy is, look in the mirror. There he is. There he is, or she. There's the rascal. Yes. So, the first, there were two cleanings, and the cleaning represents cleansing the heart. And interesting point number one is that Lord Chaitanya got more dirt than everybody else put together. In these terms of sort of, you know, representing and learning lessons from it. The lesson we can learn from this point is that in our attempts to progress in Krishna consciousness, the main factor is the mercy of the Lord. That's the main factor. Doesn't mean we can just sit back and say, okay, Krishna, here I am. just bring the mercy, I'm ready. You know, sitting target, it's much easier. Just pour your mercy on me. No. In that cleansing of the Gundicha temple, Lord Chaitanya had all the devotees clean. And they all did their best. And they all got as much as they could. But still Lord Chaitanya got more than everybody and everybody else combined. So this is an important point, that we are really dependent on the mercy of the Lord, but still we must do our bit, our best. We really have to do our best. Not tell Krishna, okay Krishna, see you down at the beach. I'll be lying there, you know, so you can see me, and I'll wait there for you. And you can just bring the mercy. We have to do our best, but still we must know the greater part is Krishna's mercy. So now, this cleansing then, as we mentioned, there were the two cleansings. There were two cleansings. So the first cleansing represents, basically, in simple terms, cleaning the heart, getting free from lust, anger, greed, etc., etc., at least enough so we can follow the regulative principles without too much trouble, without it being a battle. You know, that, oh, I want this or I want that, something against the regulative principles. So the first cleaning, the completion of the first cleaning means one has come to the point where one can follow the regulative principles without it being a struggle. In other words, one is basically fairly steady in Krishna consciousness. And as we noted, the devotees, after the first cleaning, they thought, it's clean. Lord Chaitanya said, let's go back in and clean again. And they thought, no, there's no need. It's clean. So, in other words, it happens sometimes that some devotees, they're progressing a bit in devotional service and chanting and everything, and they're making some progress. And then coming to that point, like we mentioned, somewhat steady in Krishna consciousness, and then they think, okay, that's it. I have achieved the goal. I am now Krishna conscious, and we're basically done as far as making some special effort is concerned. But we note that Lord Chaitanya took all the devotees in again to clean a second time. And what did we note? They got more dirt the second time. They didn't think they even needed to do it, but they got more dirt the second time. So this is very interesting from the point of view of cleansing the heart, that beyond just no meat, fish and eggs, and no intoxication, gambling, no illicit sex life, beyond these things, even when you've kind of got those things and you can manage it okay, but there is more, and that more may even be more dangerous. Among other things, it's more subtle. And when things are more subtle, they can be more dangerous. Have you heard of something called creeping materialism? Well, I can illustrate it by giving the example of getting a disease. Sometimes you get a disease and it takes some days before you've really got the disease and you're really sick. And in the beginning, you know, you may get a sniffle or something, and you think, oh, what's this? Oh, it's okay. It's nothing. And then you get a little sneeze. And you think, gosh, I wonder. But no, it's not that serious. And then you start coughing a bit. And then you still think that, you know, just give it a little, another day. I'll drink some ginger tea. And then the next day, sure, you are knocked out. But it took a little while before you realized that it was really, that you were under attack. So creeping materialism is like that. You know, creeping materialism. Like, we get a television. And the devotees say, why are you getting a television? What do you want to do with a television? And you say, Prabhu. I want to watch Krishna conscious DVDs. I need a television. And the devotees say, oh, well, okay. And then so now you're watching Krishna conscious DVDs. That's nice. And then you think, well, I don't want people to think I'm stupid. I'll watch the news also. So now you're watching the news too. And then after a while you hear people saying, oh, did you see something, something, something on TV? And people are talking about it. Like, what's this? Life of Pi, is that right? And I did not see it. And I do not intend. But then you think, oh, really? Like what Mr. Reddy was saying on one of the nights there. Everyone must see it. Okay. So, but then you think, oh, really? Okay. So then you watch that. And before you know it, you're looking in the TV directory to see what programs are on, what channel. Creeping materialism. But you didn't really notice it initially. So subtle things, subtlety can be very dangerous because the enemy may look like a friend, but actually it's the enemy. So now, in the purport here, as we mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, it's an extensive purport, and Prabhupada goes into considerable detail about this, and in the purport Srila Prabhupada gives some examples of these more subtle contaminations which may not just may anyway say may or will attack you even when you've come to the point where you can follow the regulative principles and you're basically comfortable enough with that. So Prabhupada gives examples. One is kutinati. Kutinati, one translation of kutinati is fault-finding. Fault-finding. And particularly amongst the devotees. One may get into some habit of finding fault with the devotees. Like, have you heard of Ramachandra Puri? We won't tell you. We'll tell you about him next year. The 2-year program. So, anyway, he was just hypercritical He was fixed in criticism. He had achieved the level of nishta in criticism. And yeah, you know, you're looking around. Why haven't you got a dhoti on? And you've only got half your tilak on. What's wrong with you? And you have a more prominent tilak. You trying to show off. Yeah. Critical. Yeah, finding faults. And it's different from just meat eating, intoxication, and so on. It's much more subtle. And you may even think, it's good. I will point out to the devotees what they need to improve on so they can become better devotees. Sounds good, doesn't it? But actually you're really just criticizing. And even Raghunath Das Goswami gives the example that sometimes a group of devotees may sit around talking about another devotee in critical ways. Like our young men here. They may start talking about, what about that Baladev from Lotus Park? And, you know, one of them says, oh, he's a nice devotee. And the other one says, yeah, but, watch out for but. And then some criticism comes. You know, he does this, but. And before you know, you're just in a criticism kata session. And someone may come along and say, another devotee may come and say, look, don't speak about him like that. He's a nice devotee. And you, who are talking about him, may say, don't say that. We're talking about a devotee. This is Krishna Katha. And they may think it's good. But Raghunath Das Goswami says, the devotees may think it's good, like it's cleansing us, because talking about something related to Krishna. But he says, actually, it's not really cleaning you. He says, it's really like taking a bath in donkey urine. Hare Krishna. That's obviously not going to be a good idea. So kutinati means fault finding. It also means duplicity, hypocrisy. Coming to the temple in your freshly ironed clothes, shiny, tilak on, whoop, like you painted it on with house paint, and bead bag and hand never coming out of the bead bag, and walking up and down, Hare Krishna. And many devotees may think, oh, look, very serious. But then as soon as you get home, close the door from the inside. Make sure no one is watching. And on comes Bollywood. Anyway, that's kutinati. Then pratishta, the desire for name and fame. How can I become prominent amongst the devotees? I would like a position. Become head of this or in charge of that. And if your heart is really not clean, even if you are put in charge of one person, you can become bewildered. And become like you are the boss. And the other devotee is just the little worker. So the desire for name and fame, high position, particularly amongst the devotees. Then Jiva himself, envy of other living entities. Envy. Which Prabhupada mentions a little further on. Prabhupada says, the word jiva himsa, envy of other living entities, actually means stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so in other words, you stop preaching. We should preach and help other living entities. Nishid acha, accepting things forbidden in scripture. You know, sometimes when we stay in devotees' houses, sometimes when no one's looking, maybe when they're out, we go into the kitchen and we check the fridge. What's hidden in the back? Is it that pickle, which when you read this small print, you see it has onions and garlic? You know? Anyway, accepting things forbidden in scripture means becoming lax about maintaining the standards of Krishna consciousness and thinking it's okay to do this and that. And go to material events. I remember one of our devotees, quite some years ago, he wanted second initiation. And so he was called to the initiations committee, and they interviewed him. And one of the initiation committee people said, you know, I don't think you can have second initiation. You were at that Bollywood show the other night. That's not good. And the devotee asked him, well, how do you know I was there? And the other devotee said, I saw you there. Then, karma, desire for material gain. Or really, trying to use Krishna consciousness for your personal sense gratification. Like, sometimes you may be extremely surprised to hear that, but sometimes young men start taking an interest in Krishna consciousness and attending programs, etc., because they know that in Krishna consciousness there are many nice young ladies. And this is why they come, really. When I was young, in the hippie days, there was a book about how to live in the major cities of the world for free, where you could get free things. And the name of the book was Steal This Book. So, I'm completely serious. Very famous book. And you know what it said? One thing it said was, if you need a free meal, go to the Hare Krishna temple, particularly on a Sunday, and stock up for the next couple of days. And it said, if you need a pair of shoes, go to the Hare Krishna temple on Sunday. Really? So, you know, trying to use Krishna consciousness for material ends. And then the last one that Prabhupada mentions here is puja, which is, you know, very similar to wanting prominence and position, but it really means the desire to be worshipped, puja. So these are more subtle contaminations. Of course, there are others too, but perhaps these are the main ones. And Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, in the explanation in the purport, they say that the second cleaning represents getting rid of those things, not just the more gross things, but those things, much more subtle. But they're insidious and they're dangerous. So like this, we as aspiring devotees, we should try to clean our hearts. And as we mentioned, the main part of that is chanting the holy names. And when we say chanting the holy names, we mean seriously chanting, attentively chanting. Really, when you do it, it's not just a background noise and you're actually doing other things and thinking of other things and you're just sort of chanting around here and there. But it means everything stops. Everything stops. And you're just chanting and hearing the chanting. That's the main part of Krishna consciousness. Hariyar Nam, Hariyar Nam, Hariyar Nam, Eva Kevala. Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. One must chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names of Hari, Krishna. There's no other way, no other way, no other way to achieve the goal of pure Krishna consciousness in this Kali Yuga. So we should work on our chanting. We should. One thing I strongly advise devotees, I've been doing so for years, get up early in the morning and chant. Because as we sometimes say, Krishna consciousness begins from the vertical platform. You have to be standing up. If you're horizontal, you can't really be Krishna conscious. So get up early, have a nice bath, and chant, and really chant with all your attention and all your heart. I will close by telling you giving you a very interesting tip. You see, many devotees find it helps them with their chanting if they chant with other devotees. Not everyone, but many do. There's a certain momentum and just sort of atmosphere which is created and just becomes easier for many devotees. So there's some devotees I know well in one city in Russia, and I had told them that and they were thinking, right, we got to do it. But how to do it? Because they're living in a fairly large city and someone's on that side, someone else is on the other side and like that. So how to do it? So you know what they did? They started every day having a Skype Japa conference. You know what Skype is? Computerized communications, like computerized telephone, basically. Yeah. So they all tune in. They have a conference. They all call in every morning, 5 to 7. And they all chant japa together in the conference. Every day, 7 days a week. And they've been doing this for like 3-4 months now. And I met one of them in Mayapur a few weeks ago. And he was saying it really helps them so much. They couldn't believe it. So think about it. Think about it. Rather than sitting there in your little house or flat, whatever, and just trying to chant yourself. That's a lot better than nothing. But if you do something like this, you can be chanting with other devotees and feeling that the transcendental energy coming from the other devotees. What do you think? Give it a try. See what happens. Wherever I go, traveling around here and there, I always, every day, we gather the local devotees and we chant together. So let's do it. Let's work on our chanting and be careful. Keep our eyes open for these pitfalls and these dangers. And if they're there, try and do away with them. But always remember the main thing's the mercy of the Lord. Although we must make our best effort. And gradually the heart will become cleansed, and then Krishna will come and sit there, and then you will see Krishna sitting there in your heart. You might say, well, Krishna's already there as the super soul, but this is different. This is not just the super soul. This is actually Krishna from Vrindavan will come and sit in your heart. Being called by your chanting. If you're chanting, if you're really trying, Krishna will not be able to resist. He'll be called and he'll sit down in your heart. And then your life will become perfect. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we thank Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra Devi for their mercy. And, well, Akash is now Achyuta Gauranga. Akash, for better or for worse, died on Sunday. And we're happy about that. Yeah. So he seems to be looking after the deities nicely, that's good. And you're engaging the family? Is he hiding? Oh, there you are, sorry. Are you engaging the family?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Be more enthusiastic than I am.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki.
Jai.